Sullivan, and welcome to our first episode of Convos with SD. Today I'm going to be talking with Jennifer Gonzalez about the recent changes schools have made due to the coronavirus. As you know, all schools across Kansas have been forced to do school online. How do you think it's affected the students throughout the country?
I think it affects people in different ways. Some students can be more motivated by working at home in their own space and on their own time, but I think other students need that structure that school provides, mm-hmm. so they could lose that motivation or lose that environment that they've been so used to learning in. So I think it kind of just depends on the students and the families and the area that they're in.
How does it make you feel, and why do you think that Kansas was the first state to do this?
I think Kansas may have made that decision a little too fast, a little too early, without talking with other nearby states or seeing what other places are doing, especially ones that are more affected than us. I think their goal was to do this to prevent more of a spread, and so they thought if they were on it early, they could be successful in that. But I think maybe just having that date later in April and then kind of going from there, and if they need to cancel further on, then make that decision then, would have been more beneficial to allow the mm-hmm. teachers and the districts to prepare.
Yeah. Do you think other states should have done it sooner?
No, I think the other states are doing a good job of kind of waiting it out, making a decision once they have all the facts and information and time to prepare for it.
Mm-hmm. And I know you're a teacher, so do you think will it be harder or easier for students to learn online?
I think for some students, the ones who are self-motivated, it'll be easier because they're going to want to get it done right away. But at the same time, there's a lot of new technology and resources they have to learn before they can actually start learning the content. So I think it's a big curve of having to figure out the technology first.
Yeah.
And especially for the younger students, they can't do it on their own. So I think it'll be harder because they have to rely on their parents to right. help them.
Do you think the schools being postponed will carry on until next school year?
I hope not. I would hope that with the different precautions that we're taking, that we could go back to our regular school schedule in August, yeah. but I think nobody knows and only time will tell.
How hard do you think the transition will be for students next year with such a long break from the classroom, or do you think it'll be easy?
I think a lot of students are going to be excited to be back in an environment where they can yeah. see their friends and hang out with people and have social interactions. So I think in that sense, it'll be yeah. pretty easy to get them back in the swing of things, but I think it's going to take a lot of structure and routine to kind of yeah. get them back there.
How do you think it's affected other teachers?
I think a lot of teachers are just, some of them have just been scared of the changes, especially ones who aren't super comfortable with technology because now they have to rely solely on it.
Right.
So I think it's just a big learning process for everyone, and I don't think anyone can be perfect. I think we're all trying our best, but I think it does add some stress to teachers because they want to still provide learning opportunities for their students, but in the best way that they can now.
Right. And how has it affected you?
How has it affected me? Well, my everyday looks different than it normally did. Normally I'd see yeah. about 300 students a day, and now wow. I see my 2D boys. But it has been a little, I mean, I don't have as many responsibilities school-wise as I did before, so it's kind of
yeah.
been relaxed a little bit.
Do you have any questions for me?
I do. What do you think about these new changes? How has it affected you, and do you like it?
I've liked it a lot. I think the school should make changes like this next year. Definitely not like this with all of it online, but just a little bit. Yeah.
So you would like if teachers sent out work for you to do online one day or work from home?
Yeah. yeah.
For a couple, maybe a little bit?
We did that last year a little bit, but it was only one or two times throughout the year.
Do you feel more motivated in your own space?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Well, that's it for today. Tune in next time on Convos with SD to hear Mr. Bianco's take on the school changes. Thanks for listening.